Welcome to Intelligent Medicine, America's foremost program on health, medicine, and nutrition, featuring the latest on both conventional and alternative therapies. Now, here's Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine, a special holiday edition of Intelligent Medicine, because I'm here live, and lots of shows this weekend are canned or pre-recorded, but I'm precisely where I like to be, right here behind this very microphone, sharing vital health information with you. But don't feel sorry for me, because this is exactly what I like to do, and I've already had a wonderful Thanksgiving meal and lots of quality time with friends and family, so I'm raring to go. And ready to field your questions, 888-302-3684. And for those of you who missed our first hour, this is the second hour of our two-hour weekly program. You can access the full 2 hours when we post them on Monday as a podcast, or next week, if you choose to, you can go and check out our stream, our live stream, at drhoffman.com. You get the full 2 hours, no matter where you are. If you're traveling, you can check it out, and you're out of your usual radio range. And if your local station carries only 1 hour, well, we've got 2 hours of weekly programming. We like to think of Intelligent Medicine as one of the best-kept secrets about natural medicine and high-tech medicine. We put those elements together for you each weekend here, and it's my privilege to be here. All right. This is, by the way, made gluten-free stuffing for the Thanksgiving meal. It was, everybody brought something a little extra, a dessert or wine, and my contribution was the gluten-free stuffing. Made it with gluten-free bread cubes, and it turned out pretty nice because stuffing sometimes can be too heavy, too soggy, or it can be too dry. You don't want crunchy stuffing. We just got it right. With the amount of chicken broth that I added to the stuffing, and made it with sautéed leeks this time instead of onions, and sautéed celery and carrots, and lots of poultry spices, rich in sage and marjoram, and it was a little tasty, very nice. So chestnuts, important ingredient. It'll cost you a pretty penny. I was surprised. You know, each little 8-ounce bottle of chestnuts was about $13, and I threw in 3 bottles of chestnuts. So it was an expensive gluten-free stuffing. A little bit of natural pork. It wasn't vegan or vegetarian or kosher, but that adds just the right taste dimension to traditional holiday stuffing. So it all worked out well. And, although I have to say this weekend is the kickoff to the holiday season, a season that lasts 6 weeks. And it's a season of great joy, and it's a season of lots of potential for growth and wonderful experiences. But it's also there's a lot of potential for mayhem, because it's the launch of a 6-week-long materialistic potlatch where we eat and drink too much, and we get stressed, and we get all bent out of shape because there's a lot of parties to go to, a lot of temptations, and there's a lot of stuff to do. A lot of people get frenzied about buying presents and, buying stuff for themselves because everybody seems to be buying stuff. And so I offer up this week at drhoffman.com 13 tips. It's actually in 2 parts. We offer the first part this week, 13 tips for a healthier holiday season, your holiday survival guide. So check it out at drhoffman.com. But in that article, I point out that one of the misnomers or misconceptions or urban legends is that people gain like 6 or 8 pounds every holiday season. And in fact, I got this spam email: proven secret to prevent holiday weight gain. Average weight gain during the holidays is 8 pounds. Our diet secret can reverse it all. And this even invokes Dr. Oz. And I guess, of course, it has nothing to do with Dr. Oz, but anything that purports to help you with weight loss, you got to invoke as seen on Dr. Oz. And of course, it's total BS. And even the statement that the average weight gain during the holidays is 8 pounds is an urban legend. It's a misconception. I looked it up. and I talk about it in the article that I wrote at drhoffman.com. Actually, and this has been demonstrated by research, the average weight gain during the holidays is about 1 pound. The average weight gain for the average American is about 1 pound. However, that's for the average American. For Americans who are already obese, here's the rub. The average weight gain is around 5 pounds. So for the precisely the people who don't need the weight gain is pretty dramatic. And yeah, they shed pounds afterwards. And, you know, this is the best time to launch a diet book is around, you know, January 10th, right? Because everybody is trying to repent. And the New Year's resolutions are kicking in. And people do lose some of the weight. But on as an aggregate, each holiday season for some people provides an opportunity for some incremental weight gain. And here's another statistic, is that those 6 weeks that constitute the holiday season are responsible for 51% of the aggregate pounds gained by Americans each year. So during the other, what is it, you know, 52 minus 6 is during the other 46 weeks, 49% of the weight is gained. But precisely during this 6 weeks, 51%, the majority of weight is gained in America. So, you know, clearly we're gonna be here with you. We'll hold your hand, and I'll be writing about this, and you can check it out at drhoffman.com, strategies that you can use to get through your perilous holiday season. I paid it forward a little bit by exercising, had a great, actually, right after Thanksgiving, even though it was cold, I got out there and ran. A lot of people doing turkey trot events, playing touch football with high school buddies, or, you know, basketball pickup game. We're just taking a walk in the outdoors on Thanksgiving. That's going to help us tide us through the holiday season. All right, this one, you're thinking of a gift for Christmas. You know, they say that Christmas toys for girls create unhealthy body images. You know, think of the incidence of anorexia and bulimia among kids. They're confronted with unrealistic images in magazines. And even through their toys, Barbie, you look at Barbie, she has totally unrealistic proportions for a normal human being, creating expectations that may drive self-starvation and eating disorders. So somebody has come up with this. A guy named Nikolai Lamb has created a normal Barbie, complete with cellulite, acne, and stretch marks. It's now available for purchase. Children can soon add this realistic touch to their doll repertoire. Lamb wanted to create a doll that would teach children what women actually looked like. So he digitally designed a doll that represented a woman who reflects the average. She is 5 foot four, and she weighs 165 pounds. And she's not ugly or unattractive. She's just, you know, a little, yeah, she's a little plump. She's a little zaftig. He says, quote, in the Huffington Post, "I feel that right now dolls are very perfect looking when in real life few of us have perfect skin. So why not give the dolls a real treatment? Things like acne, stretch marks, and cellulite are a natural part of who we are." He's releasing this doll just in time for the holidays. But there's a sticker pack. These are appliques that you can apply after you receive the doll. That won't be available until January. So the doll will age before your very eyes. The sticker pack includes cellulite, stretch marks, freckles, acne, glasses, a temporary tattoo, a cast in case you become blind drunk during the holidays, fall down and break your arm. Mosquito bites and dirt stains. They're available for $24.99. The sticker pack comes in at $5.99, according to Time Magazine. And, it's all about life isn't perfect. We all sometimes fall down, but we get back up, dust ourselves off, and get back on her horse and ride. So normal Barbie available this holiday season. All right, more information plus your phone calls, 888-302-3684. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. This is Intelligent Medicine.
Staying healthy and building immunity begins in your gut, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. So keeping your digestive tract healthy is imperative for ideal health. I'm Dr. Fred Pescatore, author and science advisor for Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics. And there's no better way to improve your digestive health than taking a high-quality probiotic. I recommend taking Dr. O'Hara's every day to rev up the immune system because it has carefully selected strains of beneficial bacteria that work synergistically to maximize health and improve immunity. His exclusive formula delivers live, beneficial bacteria that are easily absorbed and provides optimal digestive support, boosts immunity, and increases energy through better absorption of nutrients. Backed by over 25 years of scientific research, I believe that Dr. O'Hara's probiotic is the most powerful and effective probiotic available. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shop, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
Why do I use Clear Sinus Care? Because I like to breathe.
Because I hate having a dry nose.
There are a lot of reasons to use Clear Sinus Care, the nasal rinse and sinus spray with xylitol. But the best reason is because it works.
I use Clear because my doctor told me to.
Because it's all natural.
Clear, spelled X-L-E-A-R, moisturizes and soothes those dry and irritated sinuses. Clear Sinus Care not only helps with dry air problems, it also helps wash away pollens, pollutants, and other airborne contaminants, making your sinus passageways all clear.
Because my snoring was keeping my wife awake.
Because now I'm not all stuffed up.
And because it's all natural, Clear is 100% safe for children. The perfect way to keep your whole family healthy and breathing right. Prevent the misery and stop the suffering with Clear. That's X-L-E-A-R at clear.com and fine retailers.
Available at Whole Foods, Vitamin Shoppe, and other fine natural products retailers.
A regular dose of Intelligent Medicine injected directly into your inbox. Subscribe to Dr. Hoffman's free newsletter. Just go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Thanksgiving is all about gratitude, and gratitude is important from a health standpoint, according to scientific studies. We'll share those with you in just a moment. But first, let's talk to Pat from Brooklyn, New York. How you doing?
Yes, okay, Dr. Hoffman. I really been listening to you for over the years, even with a call to Fredericks. And I don't know how they don't put you up front on WOR, which seems to be a great station where it's real loud. All my other stations are not as loud. And I feel so
in terms of signal, it's got a good signal, yeah.
Yeah, and it's great. I have a problem. Maybe you could help me.
Yeah, okay.
I have pancreatic cancer, and it's in the last stages. I have a nephew that would like to visit me, and he says, I got a blood test on Monday, and it takes 2 weeks for the results. I says, can't they do an emergency blood test, and you pay a few dollars more? And
So this is about his availability to come visit you.
Yes, he's in Florida. I'm in New York.
Yeah, look, I mean, here's the deal. I mean, I don't know what's going on with that, but there are certain tests that take some time. Is it possible to order what's called a stat? Under certain circumstances, we doctors insist on a stat result. In other words, the results are so important, we need it immediately. We're going to draw the blood in the afternoon. We want to see the blood first thing in the morning. And we do this in the hospital, too, sometimes. During my training, we said, look, don't just put this in the ordinary run. This gets priority. Get it done right away and call me with a result. And that's what a stat result is. Does it cost more? I'm not sure that it does cost more. I haven't noticed that there's an extra fee for running a test faster. Certain tests are performed in what are called batches. They're infrequently performed, so they just kind of collect the blood, freeze it, and then they run the batch because the test is such an unusual test. This doesn't pay to run, like one test or two or three, when the kit for performing the test may cost hundreds of dollars. So they wait until they have enough kits to make it enough tests to make it cost effective, then they run the test. I don't know precisely what's going on. I don't know what he's waiting for. I mean, look, I mean, you could just say, hey, what about this? You know, once you come on down, any test can be transmitted anywhere in the world via, you know, email or, you know, computerized results. So, yeah, I don't know precisely what's going on that. But tests, you know, in the future, there's going to be some real breakthroughs in terms of testing. I think there's going to be a sea change in the way we test. First of all, you know, we draw tons and tons of blood from people with test tubes and test tubes. In the future, we'll be able to derive more information from one drop of blood than we get from an entire test tube. There's a real revolution going on in testing. Plus, the availability of the results, much faster, much easier, transmitted electronically. They're working on this. And I think that, the way that we test, now is going to be looked at like the Stone Age in terms of, diagnostic testing. We'll also have devices that we can use that basically will, we can put them on the skin and we can test what's going on in the body, or we can even hover them over the body, you know, kind of in, Star Trek fashion, you know, like Dr. Bones used to use a device, to diagnose disease, and it didn't have to touch people. So, yeah, look, I'm not sure what's going on with that situation, but there are alternatives.
All right. Thank you very much, Dr.
Sure.
Hoffa.
All the best to you, sir. Thanks for listening. Let's talk to Milton. Hey, Milton, how you doing?
Hi, Dr. Hoffman.
How you doing?
Okay. Well, if I was doing real well, I wouldn't call you.
Yeah, what are you? Yeah, right.
You know,
this is the
you.
Problem. You know, when we doctors say, how are you
right.
doing?
Yeah.
We just mean it in a social sense. And then sure. People proceed to tell us in lugubrious detail how they are. You know, it's
no,
like no other profession.
I think I'm doing okay. Actually, you know, I want to thank you for your program. I've been listening forever, and I listen to your podcasts all the time now at work.
Great.
And here's my story quickly. You've often mentioned that when, you know, we go for an MRI or a CAT scan, suddenly they find things that you never anticipate.
Yep.
And it just happened to me for the second time. A few years ago, I went, I thought I had pancreatic cancer, like this poor guy before me.
Yeah.
It turned out I had kidney cysts and hemangiomas of the liver, you know.
That's a very common finding. A hemangioma is just a blood-filled sac
right.
in the body, but it looks for all the world like a potential cancer. These
right.
are called incidentalomas.
Uh-huh.
So what's your latest finding?
Okay. So now I went to the emergency room because I had chest pains, and I thought
yeah. Quickly
that they
now.
Might – yeah. Okay. What they found was a – let me try to remember this – a small pericardial effusion.
Okay, so that's a little bit of water on the heart. It's
right.
small. It's a finding that may mean nothing. And
uh-huh.
they have to look at this. And normally what they do is they will commonly just give you non-steroidal anti-inflammatories. They'll give you like, you know, Advil or prescription versions of those to reduce the inflammation around your heart. I'm not sure it represents anything. It's certainly unlikely that that represents a cancerous thing, because cancer usually doesn't occur around the heart. I think it's something that will resolve. It didn't bother you, and it may be a residual of something that's already on its way out. All right, when we return, we'll talk gratitude, plus news about a new supplement that I really like. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
Why do I use the Spry Dental Defense System? Because it tastes great.
Because fillings are ugly.
There are a lot of reasons to use the Spry Dental Defense System. A complete line of oral care products such as toothpaste, mouthwash, gum, mints, and more, made with 100% xylitol. But the best reason is because it works. And because it's all natural, Spry is 100% safe for kids. There are even Spry products developed especially for your children and toddlers.
Because my dental hygienist told me to.
Because it's all natural.
So ask for Spry by name whenever you buy toothpaste, mouthwash, gum, mints, or anything else for your mouth. And make sure you're receiving all the benefits of 100% xylitol products.
Because I want a great smile, duh. Why do I use Spry? Because it works.
The Spry Dental Defense System. Great taste, less fillings. For information or to purchase Spry, visit SpryDental.com.
Available at Whole Foods, Vitamin Shoppe, and other fine natural products retailers.
Have you heard about the superfood discovered by Olympic athletes for its stamina-boosting effects? Beetroot juice caused waves at the last Olympics because clinical studies proved 2 glasses of beetroot juice per day can increase stamina by 16%. Beets are a nutritional goldmine full of antioxidants, polyphenols, and electrolytes. But instead of trying to drink all that beetroot juice daily, I take Super Beets to get the same great benefits. Super Beets helps your body create nitric oxide. which helps you boost circulation, relax arteries, and maintain healthy blood pressure levels. Whenever I need a performance boost, I take Super Beets. It's my new favorite product. Each great-tasting serving gives me a rush of energy and stamina. Go to IntelligentBeets.com right now, and with my special offer, you get a 30-day supply for free with your first order. Plus, get a free book, Beat the Odds, to learn more about the benefits of beets. And you get free shipping and a 100% money-back guarantee. So call 800-738-2198 or go to IntelligentBeets.com. That's 800-738-2198. Again, 800-738-2198. Or go to IntelligentBeets.com right now.
Wellness is just a click away. Go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. We're going to talk about gratitude and the health benefits thereof in just a moment. But first, this summer, I noticed a kind of a power failure, you know, accustomed to the ability to swim and bike and run and work out with weights to my heart's content. I noticed a little bit of a lag in performance. The swims were harder. My arms felt heavier. The runs, they didn't have the customary alacrity. And I kind of felt like I got bit by a tsetse fly. And I tested myself for Lyme disease, and no, that was negative. I was thinking to myself, you know, I'm about to turn 62. Is this going to be the new normal? But I came across a new supplement that I want to share information about with you. They ultimately became a sponsor here on Intelligent Medicine. It's called Super Beets. Beet juice has actually created waves in the sports industry because clinical studies prove that 2 glasses of beetroot juice daily can improve cycling stamina by 16%. That's a whopping amount. Increase your ability to extend your aerobic threshold. But beetroot juice is frankly kind of grody. I've tried it, and it, you know, first of all, it's a mess to make. You can't always sit down and make beetroot juice. And it, frankly, it makes my stomach do somersaults. And doing exercise right afterwards, you know, you feel a little bloated. So there's an alternative, and that is Super Beets. And now I'm taking this stuff, and my performance is surging. I'm making a real comeback in terms of my athletic performance this fall. Running, biking, swimming. My personal trainer says that I'm really improving. And you can access the benefits of Super Beets, which incorporate in a more palatable form the nitrates that are present in beet juice. They've really come up with a great product because you can just take a teaspoon, dissolve it in water, and Super Beets gives you the equivalent of half a liter of beet juice in just a 4-ounce shot. Now, I usually take this right before I work out. You know, I know this stuff is working because I actually feel the energy within 20 minutes. So you can get a 30-day supply free. It comes with your first order. It's backed by money-back guarantee. Also, you can get a free book called Beat the Odds, and it's co-written by a guy I interviewed in one of our podcasts. He's Dr. Nathan Bryan. He's a scientist at University of Texas, and he is a nitric oxide researcher. And the book is really good at explaining how this works. You also get free shipping on your entire order. You really love the results, I think. And it's guaranteed or you'll get your money back. So no risk offer that lets you try this circulation-boosting superfood. So if you're ready to try Super Beets, go to IntelligentBeets.com. They've set up a webpage, IntelligentBeets.com. Or you can give them a call at 800-738-2198. That's 800-738-2198. Call 800-738-2198 or click on IntelligentBeets.com for the special offer. Once again, 800-738-2198. Good stuff. All right. Gratitude. All right. Well, great. You know, Thanksgiving is all about gratitude. But people, you know, people say, well, okay, you know, thanks for the turkey. Thanks for, you know, the fact that we survived that harsh winter when the pilgrims landed and they didn't starve. And here we are living amidst prosperity. But gratitude has some really important health benefits. There's a book on it by the world's expert on the health benefits of gratitude. I've got to interview this guy. His name is Robert Emmons. The book is old. It was written in 2007. But he's a researcher at the University of California at Davis. He's a pioneer in research on gratitude, which is a subset of positive psychology, a movement within psychology that looks at optimism and positive thinking and the impact on illness. And in the book, he reports on several studies. So in one study, and this is a classic study that's often cited as a rationale for gratitude, the participants were divided into three groups, each of which made weekly entries in a journal. One group wrote five things they were grateful for. Another group described five daily hassles, things that they were not grateful for. You know, they basically bitched to their journal. And a control group just listed five events, you know, like Dear Diary, you know, randomly. So what they found was those in the gratitude group felt better about their lives overall. They were more optimistic about the future. And they reported fewer health problems than the other participants. So, look, I mean, just simply, gratitude's not going to ward off all calamities from a health standpoint. But people using daily gratitude journals reported more satisfaction with their lives, were more optimistic about the future. In a related study, researchers at the University of Connecticut found that gratitude can have a protective effect against heart attacks. All right. So there's really something to be said. And I have to say that gratitude is one of the most profound spiritual orientations. You know, I don't care if you go to church or synagogue or a mosque, you know, if you bow down to Mecca, you know, three or five times a day, that is one aspect of religiosity. But true spirituality, I think gratitude is way up there. And people who manifest gratitude, they say, I am thankful for what I have. Even amidst hardship and adversity, they focus on the positive. I think that's a true hallmark of spirituality. And there's a reason that we have exalted gratitude among all human qualities. So, you know, as the memory of this Thanksgiving weekend fades, just keep in mind the message of gratitude. I check it out because I posted information about this on my Facebook page, and you can find the link, and you will also post resources at drhoffman.com so that you can increase your GQ, your gratitude quotient. Let's all boost our gratitude quotients this holiday season. All right. Also, check out my article at drhoffman.com, your holiday survival guide, because we've got lots of tips on how you can improve your health through the holidays amidst some daunting challenges. All right, let's talk to Christina. Welcome.
How are you?
Hey.
Okay, now I have a problem. I've gone to a gynecologist, and they said this doesn't seem to be any problem, but I keep urinating or have, you know, urinating like every couple of hours or every hour or so, and it's sometimes followed by bowel movement. I'm not sure. Hmm. Is there anything? I have diabetes, so I don't know if that's the cause of it.
Well, why would you think you have diabetes?
I do have diabetes.
Oh, you do have a diabetes. Okay,
yes.
So then, you know, look. Okay, so a couple of things happen in diabetes. First of all, poorly controlled diabetes, you have increased thirst and increased urination. So, yes, that's a possibility. The other possibility is that when you have diabetes, you have a greater tendency to have urinary tract infections. But I guess your gynecologist tested your urine and told you did not have a urinary tract infection.
No, I didn't have one, no.
But, you know, well, in diabetes, I mean, everything can be messed up. You might have more bladder irritation. You know, high blood sugars can contribute to bladder irritation. You may even have some of the nerve problems that are associated with diabetes that may affect your ability to control the nerves down there. Mm-hmm. So I don't know precisely what's going on with you. Additionally, you know, if you're carrying extra weight, many diabetics may be, you know, carry more weight around the midsection. That presses down on the bladder, reduces your urine capacity. Look, you know, your gynecologist basically told you you're fine, go home, no big deal. Uh-huh. What you need to do is you need to go to a specific type of medical specialists called a urogynecologist. We sent a lot of the women with suffering with these problems to urogynecologists because they are at the intersection between the urinary tract and the genital tract in women. And they, you know, you might have a, you know, for all we know, you might have a dropped bladder. Have you had kids?
No. At one time I did, but that's long ago.
Sounds like you're trying to remember. Did I have kids? I'm not sure. Okay, no.
No, I had a miscarriage.
Oh, okay. So miscarriage isn't going to count, but, you know, if you have a full-term pregnancy, you might have pressure that may cause you to have a dropped bladder. Look, I don't know precisely what's going on, but you need more expert opinion than you're fine because this is bothersome, and you know, who knows what's going on. Right?
Okay.
I mean, I can't tell you more. You know, look, I can tell you that for our patients who have diabetes, who have frequent infections, and for other problems, you know, patients with MS, patients with just susceptibility to bladder infections, D-mannose is very helpful. It's a it's a product you get in powder form, and it's just miraculous for some of our women and men who get frequent urinary tract infections. They take it, and it rinses the bladder with something that protects against UTIs. It prevents the bacteria from adhering to the bladder lining. But I'm not sure that that is the problem. I'm not sure that you have an infection because the doctor said, no, there's no infection.
Yeah, there's no infection. That's D-M-A-N-D-O?
D-M-A-N-N-O-S-E. It comes in powder form. You can check it out at drhoffman.com. It's one of our more popular products for folks who are trying to fend off bladder infections.
Oh, okay. Oh, that sounds
check it out.
Good.
But look, I'm not sure that that's the issue for you. You got to get, you know, an analysis of this. All right?
Okay. Thank you so much.
My pleasure. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
Why Kyolic? Well, all the numbers add up for your health. Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract is the number one best-selling odorless garlic supplement for heart health available on the market today. For over 40 years, Kyolic has been the leading garlic supplement in America. Kyolic is 50 times richer than raw garlic in active beneficial compounds. Kyolic is organically grown and aged for 20 months to enhance its nutritional value, creating beneficial compounds not found in fresh or powdered garlic, but only in aged garlic extract from our farms in California. For maximum purity. Over 750 scientific studies at major universities such as Brown, Cornell, and UCLA prove that Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract is working to enhance your body's immune function, protect your cells from free radical damage, and reduce the widest range of cardiovascular risk factors. Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract is available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, GNC, and fine health food stores everywhere. Call today at 1-800-421-2998 for your free sample of Kyolic.
As a doctor, I'm always looking for ways to improve my patients' lives. And as an athlete, I'm always looking for ways to improve my own stamina and vitality. That's why I was excited to discover Super Beets. You know, fresh beet juice is great. It's proven to enhance athletic performance, but it's a mess to make, and some people can't stand the taste. Super Beets helps your body create nitric oxide, which helps you boost circulation, relax arteries, and maintain healthy blood pressure levels. Get the benefits of 3 whole beets in just 1 teaspoon of Super Beets. I feel confident offering this to my listeners because I personally take Super Beets. It's my new favorite product. It gives me energy, stamina, and endurance. Go to intelligentbeets.com now, and with my special offer, you get a 30-day supply for free with your first order, plus get a free book, Beat the Odds, to learn more about the benefits of beets, free shipping, and a 100% money-back guarantee. So call 800-738-2198 or go to intelligentbeets.com. That's 800-738-2198. Again, 800-738-2198 or go to intelligentbeets.com right now.
DrHoffman.com, your portal for cutting-edge information on health and nutrition.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. All right, a remarkable study looks at the inappropriate use of statin drugs in patients who are 80. Wait, it's not just patients who are 80, but patients over 80 who have cancer, and not just cancer, but cancer that is being treated palliatively. Palliative care means they have no hope of curing your cancer. They're just trying to make you comfortable and, you know, slow the progression of the cancer. So they looked at a group of 385 older cancer patients, and they were in a geriatric oncology outpatient unit. And what they found is that many of them were on statins. Why in the hell were they on statins? Because studies now show that mostly if you're over 80, statins don't do much for you. I mean, perhaps you just had a stent or a heart attack. Okay, I get it. But if you're being treated for cancer, and you're far more likely to die of cancer. Why are you on the statins? Okay, that's not the worst part of this. What they found was that in patients over 80, there was a much greater likelihood of generalized bodily pain. How much more likely? 10% more likely? 25% more likely? 50% more likely? No. 4 times more likely to experience generalized body pain from the statins. Okay, be one thing if the statins were justified or necessary, but the statins were unnecessary because they had cancer and they were very likely to have a shortened lifespan anyway. What were they thinking? All right. This one, reassuring for me, because I use a lot of testosterone replacement therapy for men. It's very beneficial for men who are overweight, pre-diabetic, suffering from fatigue, men with inflammatory conditions like ulcerative colitis, Crohn's disease, debilitating problems, Parkinson's disease. But the concern, of course, is that testosterone disease can trigger prostate cancer. So many, many doctors are very wary about allowing their patients to go on testosterone therapy, much less prescribing testosterone therapy. So here's an incredible study. Just came in this month, November 25th. Long-term testosterone therapy does not increase the risk of prostate cancer. You heard me right. Long-term testosterone therapy does not increase the risk of prostate cancer. This according to a study from Germany. The lead investigator, Dr. Ahmad Haider, who's a urologist in Bremerhaven, Germany, states, quote, although considerable evidence exists indicating no relationship between testosterone and increased risk of developing prostate cancer, decades of physician training with the notion that testosterone is fuel for prostate cancer made it difficult to dispel such fallacy, and the myth continued to persist. So they looked at 1,000 patients on testosterone therapy. They were followed for up to 17 years. And what they found was that there was very little difference in the incidence of prostate cancer in the men who were on testosterone therapy for up to 17 years. So, wow, that is very impressive. Really vindicates testosterone therapy as a causative factor in prostate cancer. Of course, you don't want to give testosterone to a man who might have prostate cancer, so you need to check very carefully before you might add fuel to the fire. But does it cause prostate cancer in men otherwise not destined to get prostate cancer? This study suggests otherwise. All right, let's talk to Angel, who is in Chicago. You still with us, Angel?
I'm here.
Hi, how are you doing?
Good, how are you?
Good, thanks. So how do you listen to us out there in Chicago? Do you listen to the podcast, or do you listen to a local station, or what?
I do. It takes me about an hour to get to work every day and from work, so I usually listen from the podcast.
Good. That's a great way of passing the time, because it's wasted time anyway, so you might as well learn something while you're going to work.
Exactly.
Cool. So what's going on with you?
Well, I have a history of apparently syncope. I had a couple of fainting episodes
so
in the past.
For our listening audience, maybe they don't understand the word. Do you want me to define it for them, or do you want to tell them what happens to you?
Mm-hmm.
Syncope is fainting. You're like a fainting Victorian maiden with the vapors. They used to call it the vapors. You pass out.
Right.
Okay.
And then I started to have palpitations probably a year ago, and then fluttering as well. So I saw my primary care doctor, and he recommended that I wear a 24-hour Holter monitor and have an echo.
Okay, exactly correct.
Mm-hmm. And okay. So, of course, while I was wearing the monitor, I had no symptoms.
Right. Okay, so there's an answer to that, because you might say, well, look, it's like, you know, when you bring your car in to the mechanic, you say, it makes this noise, like you got to drive it around the block. It's like, I didn't hear anything, lady. What are you imagining things? What you need to do is get what's called an event monitor, which is something that you wear or you have available to you, and you slap it on or you press a button when you actually have the symptoms, and then it will record that. Because sometimes symptoms occur like, you know, 5 times a month, and in a given 24-hour period or 48-hour period, you're not going to get the symptoms. So an event monitor is the next thing to use.
Okay.
Yeah, that's the next step. And did you have the echo, the echocardiogram?
I had the echo, and I had I made sure I received copies of the results for in case I ever saw a cardiologist or a different doctor.
Yeah.
And apparently I was told one of the things, apparently the cardiologist, again, I didn't see him, but his conclusion from the paperwork says trace mitral and
valve, mitral valve prolapse.
My primary said no,
yeah.
But is that what it is?
Well, you might have some mitral regurgitation. Look, I mean, the diagnosis of mitral valve prolapse is not like an open shut kind of situation. It's an interpretive thing. It's based on the appearance of your heart valve, and sometimes it's a borderline situation. If you have mitral regurgitation, palpitations, and fluttering, you might have the manifestations of a mild case of MVP. And I've actually written about this in a book, and there's an article on our website. It's very popular because a lot of people who are really consternated by this, it's really bothersome, anxiety-producing. They get a lot of reassurance from realizing that they're not going out of their minds, that they actually have a predisposition towards this. And you can take constructive measures to reduce the palpitations. You can take magnesium. My favorite form of magnesium is called jigsaw magnesium, or you can use magnesium taurate for heart arrhythmias. You can take coenzyme Q10 or ubiquinol. You can make sure that you get essential fatty acids. These are things that can help palpitations. But get an event monitor, find out what's going on, and probably it's not too serious. Otherwise, it would have shown up on the regular, the 24-hour halter. But it sounds like what they're going to say is, oh, this is benign, no big deal. If you want, you could take a beta blocker, which might make you tired or depressed or slow you down and make you gain weight. So what you want to do is undertake natural therapies. You can find out about them in my book about mitral valve prolapse, or you can try magnesium, coenzyme Q10, omega-3 fatty acids. These are things that that can make a difference in that condition. Avoid sugar and caffeine, stimulants that may cause your heart to palpitate. Make sure you get adequate hydration, because if you get dehydrated, you may experience these symptoms more. That's my advice to you, and a lot of people have been real happy to conquer this syndrome with a natural approach. All right, thanks very much for joining us. Remember, this program is just the tip of the iceberg of the intelligent medicine phenomenon. You can check out more at drhoffman.com. Have a happy holiday. Enjoy your weekend. This is Intelligent Medicine.